Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, there's something about Aussie singer-songwriter Steve Grace that makes you feel like he's an old mate. And in the past 23 years, this former truck driver and pub singer has made countless thousands of Australians feel exactly the same way. You know, he has gone around the world with his music. He's supported people like Michael W. Smith and Stephen Curtis Chapman and Amy Grant. But he's never left his roots, happily traversing thousands of kilometres on asphalt and dirt in a bid to reach every country town in Australia with his music and with the message of Jesus Christ. He's come to the end of another 10,000K tour now, and he's dropped by to say hello. It's good to catch up with you again, Steve.
G'day, Sheridan. Good to see the door open.
Yeah. Last time, I think it was on the phone, we had you on the line from... you just finished your trip to New Guinea, actually, with Joyce Meyer.
We've had a few good conversations over the years, and I've greatly appreciated it.
And we've got you here with your guitar and with the harmonica, and you're going to do your thing for us in a few moments' time, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. But what's it like being back on the road, doing what you've been doing for so many years after the little kind of stint in the US?
It's been so refreshing, mate. As you said, I feel like I've got a whole lot of friends out there in country towns and Aboriginal communities and remote areas right across the country. And as you know, in Australia in recent years, a lot of people have been through some pretty severe droughts and some catastrophes. And it's great to be able to go back to some of those areas. And once again, music is such a magnet and it's such a wonderful way of encouraging people in their lives. So for me, it's just a joy to be back on the road.
Mm, absolutely. Now, some people may not have heard about the US trip and the US kind of season. Now you're back here. Just give us a brief overview as to why you went to the US, now why you're back here.
It was an opportunity for my family and I to go over there and establish an organization called World Missions International. And it's still a work in progress, but between you and me and the gatepost, I'm really happy to be home. I love America. I love American people. I just don't want to live there. I call Australia home and happy to travel. It was a great experience and got to sing in some of the biggest churches there is in America.
It's very varied what you've done, isn't it? I mean, from country towns where there might be 100 people, population, to then speaking in like a Times Square church in New York City where, a population of 6,000 just for the congregation.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then all of the other bits and pieces. It's very varied what you've actually been doing.
The really neat thing about it is, and for anyone listening who loves playing an instrument, whether it be an acoustic guitar or a piano, you can grow up in a little village in Papua New Guinea and never know a chord or a note of what you're playing and still be really good. Or you can be trained classically, go to the Conservatorium of Music and be very good. But there's something special about the simplicity of music. It's this wonderful way that we can communicate our thoughts and our feelings and emotions. And that's probably what I fell in love with when I first learned to play guitar years and years ago. It was a way for me to express my emotions and what I was going through at the time on paper. And that's the wonderful gift of music to humanity.
Mm-hmm. Steve, when I first became a Christian, I had this friend in church who gave me a tape. And the tape had a number of songs on it that were recorded from various artists. And one of those was a little song called Big Dreams for Little People by a guy called Steve Grace, who at the time, of course, I hadn't heard of at all. I'd come out of nightclubs, of all things, and I'm listening to some very, very different kind of music. And I still remember that song now. And it's interesting, you've just celebrated the 21st anniversary of the album that song came off, Children of the Western World.
Children of the Western World was a landmark production for gospel music in Australia. And back when I put that album out, there really was no one out there on the road doing concerts in churches or proudly promoting the Christian message through music. And so when Children of the Western World was released, it really had a huge impact and in a sense lifted the standard for others to aim to. These are back in the days before Hillsong was around. Mm-hmm. And I look at where Christian music has developed in recent years, and to know that that album was a part of really just encouraging everyone, hey, let's lift the standard, let's lift up a standard of excellence over the people.
First gospel album in Australia to go on to be pressed on CD.
Yes.
Is that right?
It was also the first ever Australian gospel album to go gold. Amy Grant and Evie Tornquist and a few others had gone gold in Australia, but Children of the Western World was the first Aussie one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always been a very special collection of songs, which amazingly, every concert I do today, I still have requests from people, would you please do some songs off that
what
album?
What is your most requested song off that album?
It would be either Song for Kerry or Edward Kelly, which was a tribute to Ned Kelly, along with songs like Big Dreams, Land of the Rock, and Children of the Western World. But probably the most loved song is a very humble little song, a song called Australian Country Towns. I've always desired that my songs are honest and open so that people can relate to them and agree or disagree with them, but to hear them as a very honest presentation. A lot of modern music these days, for me, is just very contrived and very plastic and and
well, it's manufactured, it's marketed. I mean, it's highly polished, highly marketed, and it's there to fit the market niche, and therefore you say what will sell.
Yes, and I've never been able to conform to that. I've always just thought, no, I'll just write the songs that get laid on my heart. And I'm glad that there's still room for that in the world that we live.
Absolutely. Well, 21 years ago with that album, and of course a few years before that, you were writing songs on a guitar. You sold that guitar. And recently you had a wonderful experience with that guitar.
It's an old Takamine guitar, probably the top-of-the-line Takamine back in its day. I bought it secondhand off a mate in Melbourne back in 1977. And it became the guitar that I wrote all my songs on. When I was old enough to sing in the pubs, it was the guitar that went into the pubs, and it's got sweat marks all over it. And back then, there was no smoking laws, and so you'd just, be singing in this cave of, of grey smoke and the smell of stale beer. But that's where I had my apprenticeship in songwriting and in music. And this old Takamine was with me through all of those times. And yes, I sold it when I finally had the opportunity to buy a Martin guitar, an HD 28 Martin, which for anyone listening who knows guitars, that's the bee's knees of guitars. I was able to buy one secondhand. And so I sold my old Takamine in 1983 to a young friend who was learning guitar. They learnt guitar for a little while, then put it in a cupboard, and then eventually sold it. And years later, there was an ad found by a fella in Wagga, a fella by the name of Mick Baker. Mick saw this ad in the paper, acoustic guitar, Takamine, slight damage, previously owned by Steve Grace. And so he was at that stage singing in his local church. He knew of me and bought the guitar, had it completely restored and repaired. It was pretty badly damaged. And in November, we were doing a concert in Wagga, and we turned up at the church that we were doing the concert in, and he said, "Hey, Steve, have you got a minute?" And we went backstage, and he opened up this old guitar case, and he said, "Do you recognize this guitar?" I said, "I sure do. That's my first ever guitar." I said, "Do you mind if I do a song on it tonight?" And he was happy for me to do that. So I sang a song that night, which was a song I wrote on the guitar years before called Song for Kerry. Then my son Jordan, during the concert that night, who has been touring with me a lot and is just a wonderfully talented young man. You can check out his website, jordanmichaelgrace.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only 17 years old, but he got up and did a couple of his songs. And at the end of the concert that night, Mick Baker came up with an emotional look in his eye, and he said, "Steve, that guitar's going home with you. After hearing Jordan sing tonight, I want this guitar to be a part of the Grace family legacy." Seeing the way your son is carrying on the tradition of being a songwriter and a communicator. And so, yeah, quite an emotional time for me. I never, ever thought I'd see that guitar again. Yeah, so it's back home.
What a beautiful story. And what a beautiful act of generosity, too. I mean, that's just gorgeous. I mean, it must really indeed touch your heart. I mean, one, the fact that your sons are now performing with you, which I think is just something fantastic. But secondly, that, God has used you to touch people in such a way that you actually have that kind of reward given to you sometimes every now and then.
I actually wrote a little blog on my website about the return of an old friend and how precious it is when something is returned to you. You don't deserve to get it back, but it's come back.
Mm-hmm.
Related that to how delighted God's heart must be when we return to him, when we repent of our our wrongful ways and mm-hmm. we return to him. And mm-hmm. In a sense, that's really what my music has been about all these years, is encouraging people to, number one, look at their lives, number two, realize that they are loved by a great and mighty God, and that there is a way back.
Mm-hmm. It really has. It's been the keynote that's been right throughout all your music over all of these years.
Yeah, quite an adventure, mate.
Absolutely. Well, a brand new adventure, is a whole album of old hymns that you have redone, and you've done it very, very well.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
It's one of those classic hymns that you've done on this brand new album of hymns. Why? Why hymns? Why kind of going back to the old, 17th, 18th, 19th century stuff?
Well, Sheridan, I have a confession to make. I turned 50 a few months ago.
You don't look a day over 34.
Thanks, mate. I've got a great face for radio. I don't know. It must be something to do with in the 40s and 50s. You really start asking some big questions, and it's amazing how things come back to you. If you have mistreated your body in your 20s and 30s and lived a self-destructive lifestyle, it comes back to you when you turn 50. Hmm. I look back at the heritage of faith that I've grown up in. My mum and dad were missionaries in Papua New Guinea back in the 1960s. I spent my first 10 years living in the jungle highlands of New Guinea in a little mission station called Ukarumpa. But I still have these precious memories of standing on the church pew next to mum and dad and singing How Great Thou Art at the top of my voice in the meeting house, which was the only church in Ukarumpa. It didn't matter what denomination or part of the Christian faith you were, everyone turned up on Sunday morning to worship God and to hear from the Bible. So I grew up in that kind of environment, and turning 50 really challenged me to document some of that. And so I've called the CD Heritage, and it's a wonderful collection of 9 amazing songs I remember singing when I was a little boy. And one of my songs, the producer of the project, Bob Somer, said, "Steve, you've got to put one Steve Grace song on this project." I was very reluctant to do that. But it's got some wonderful songs, like It Is Well With My Soul and Nothing But the Blood of Jesus.
How Great Thou Art.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace was just wonderful to sing. We got a great Dobro track on that. And yeah, just a great collection of songs. I've really enjoyed recording these songs, but what's amazed me even more is the impact that it's having on young people and old alike. I did a concert a while back at the RSL Club in Bundaberg in Queensland, and had the RSL Club singing How Great Thou Art at the tops of their voices. And it's really inspired me to do a national tour in 2010 and take these old hymns done in a more contemporary country rock style, tour them across Australia and get people singing hymns again. So that's my next little adventure.
Well, it's going to be quite an adventure as well. You've got a Fanny Crosby song for us tonight, which has got to be the first time on Open House we've ever played Fanny Crosby, but you're the man to do it. So a beautiful song with an amazing story.
Written back in 1873 by a lady who spent her entire life without sight. When Fanny Crosby was 6 weeks old, she developed pneumonia. The doctors tried a method called mustard plasters to help her recover with her eyes. It caused her to go completely blind, and she spent the rest of her life without sight. Rather than become bitter and unforgiving, she grew up. At the age of 15, she learnt piano, went on to become an amazing piano teacher for blind people, but is most famous for being the writer of, they believe, over 8,000 gospel songs and hymns in her lifetime. Blessed Assurance is just one of them, but I love this song because it was written by somebody who could not see. And so I, a couple of years ago, recorded this song on an album called Better Days Ahead.
Steve Grace on Open House. Blessed Assurance by Fanny Crosby with the Steve Grace twist on it.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Visions of rapture burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. My Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, happy and blessed. I and my Savior, happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my praising my Savior all the day long.
Fantastic. Steve Grace and Fanny Crosby's old song, Blessed Assurance. Wonderful work, mate. It's always a joy to have you here. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's good to be back here.
And stevegrace.com for details on that new tour next year.
Thanks, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.